Amen. What we'd like to do is take a few minutes. Some of you have some memories, something you might want to share. Now, we're going to ask you not to spend the afternoon preaching, because I know there's other preachers in the room, too. But come up and share, grab a microphone and share with us. What is it that is special to you, if you'd like to? We welcome you to do so.
She was one of the kindest, most loving women I have ever known.
Amen, Jeannie. Amen. There we go.
Thank you. My name is Karen, and I had the privilege to meet, this is my husband Maurice, and we had the privilege to meet Alicia through Chris. Chris and I used to work together at Washington State Ferries, and I have so many vivid memories of her, but I'll tell you a few of them. The first one, when I didn't know who she was, she had been praying for me. I was an only child, and I was taking care of my mom. And I was trying to work during the day and take care of everything. And one day Chris said, "Sis, I got a package for you." And I thought, okay, I'm thinking, you know, some small package. He said, "Can I have the keys to your car?" I'm going, "Keys to my car?" And so he said, "Yeah, Alicia sent it to you." And I thought, okay. And I called my husband and I said, "Chris's wife, Alicia, sent a package. I don't know what it is, but Chris put it in the car." When I got home, my husband took it out of the car, and here she had made chicken and vegetables and salad and all kinds of stuff to take care of us so that I didn't have to that day go home, take care, you know, cook something for my mom and take care of her. And it was just, it just spoke volumes to my heart. And then we got a chance to meet her, and we went up to Snoqualmie Falls. We took them up to Snoqualmie Falls, and we took pictures up there, and we laughed and looked at the water. And then we went to the mall. And Alicia's favorite, okay. It was so good to have a sister who enjoyed doing retail therapy. That's what I liked.
I love it. I love it.
So I was a retail therapy girl, and she was a retail therapy girl. And so we separated from the brothers. We let them go on and do what they was going to do. And so we went, the first store we went to was the Swarovski Crystal store, because that was her absolute favorite. But when I tell you, when Chris called and told us about this, that's the first thing that I saw in my heart. Because just like you see the sparkles on a crystal, that is her life.
Yeah.
Didn't matter which way she turned. Didn't matter whether she turned to the left or to the right. She sparkled. She sparkled. She was a gem that sparkled. And I am so thankful that God allowed our lives to touch.
Amen.
And for us to get a chance to meet her. And she will ever sparkle in my heart.
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. My wife was being modest. She had enough food to feed an army. We had to call our son, his family over, daughter. So, you know, we was driving up. First of all, we thank you for this space.
No, oh, you bet.
Over the past 8 weeks, we've been very, very busy in ministry. So I told my wife, we gotta sneak away. We gotta get away. So when we planned to come over this weekend to spend some time in Silverdale, we had no idea that we would be standing in this place for this occasion. And so when I talked with Chris, he didn't know it, but I had a bag of goodies for our granddaughters. And like you, Pastor, he didn't see it, but I dropped everything I had. And I was dealing with the first stage of grief, and that is shock. I guess I'm still dealing with it, and when Pastor Jenkins got out of the car, I said, I must have wore the loudest, most boldest color that I had in the closet till I see my man right here. So thank you for
thank you. I love it.
I asked Karen, I said, "I wonder would Chris be wearing his beanie today?" Thank you, brother. Thank you for wearing it. We love this couple. We love Chris. We had the opportunity to fellowship with him over in our ministry in Kent, Washington, and he's one of the few that speaks into our lives. Lots of wisdom. And his wife, I say this and we'll be done. Talking about turning heads, you know, married men can't really admit.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So. So Alicia, she did. She had what I call swagger. You can find that in the Urban Dictionary, but but she had a way of winking and doing her head like that at the same time, you know. And it was almost like when we pulled up in this space here and coming into the church and the saints and brothers and sisters was greeting us, I could almost see her.
Yeah.
You know, if you look real close, if you pay close enough attention, you know, she's still here with us.
Amen.
And so, Chris, we'd like to say, brother, we love you. Thank you for being one of the few that speaks into our lives. Thank you for the wisdom that you've shared. Thank you for sharing your wife with us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Well, we had the privilege of being pastors, you know, for Chris and Alicia for a while.
That's Pastor Jason Gillett, by the way.
Yep. Welcome, brother.
Yes. But we just... I was really blessed to see the way she was in hospitality. And one of the things my wife would always say when she'd made the food, she goes, the reason why your food tastes so good is because you mixed all that love into it. And that's what it was. When she made it with love. She put her heart into it. And I know a lot of people, that's a lot of things they remember her from that. I mean, the dear brother and sister here, I mean, That's just the way it has always been. But one of the other points that really always stood out to me is that she goes, when she would say this, she goes, I want to make sure that every time Chris comes home that he has a hot meal ready on the table. And to me, that dedication to her husband, she honored him, and I saw that, and it was awesome to see. And so, I mean, that's really just the
Amen.
Things that stood out.
Beautiful. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hi, I'm Tara.
Hi, Tara.
Hi. So I met Alicia and Chris over at Pastor Larry's church, Spirit Song, over in Silverdale. And the first time I ever met Alicia, I was wearing these sparkly red flats. And so this random woman just comes up to me and says, "Ooh, girl, I love your shoes. This is my size. If you see anything that's cute out in town, you better be picking them up for me." So today, as I was trying to figure out what to wear, I was going through my closet, trying to figure out, like, is this too loud? Is this too short? And I finally settled on this, and I would have to say that Alicia would have told everybody here that she taught me well, because everything I would ever wear was just jeans and a t-shirt when I met her. So the most important thing I think I learned from Alicia was she taught me how to be bold. She taught me how to be bold, and she taught me how to own what I was doing and own what I was saying with all the love in my heart. And not a lot of people have really been able to relate to me on that level. She was very down to earth. She was okay with helping me navigate the labyrinth of the world and being a young adult. And she really honestly showed me how to just sparkle in my own little way. And I loved that so much about her, because honestly, I don't think I ever would have been able to be here, standing here, talking to a room full of people if I had not had those valuable life lessons that
Beautiful.
She taught me. And she was dedicated to every single person in this room. I can tell you that for sure. And she loved each and every single one of us. And I think she really, really honestly would have tried to tell us and teach us how to do the same exact thing. And I think she has. So, amen.
Amen. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Good Good afternoon. My name is Cynthia Portis, and my husband, Richard Portis. Noah, can you stand? Come up here, Ernie. And this is my son, Noah. And I was pregnant with Noah when I met Alicia. And Noah is 16. And she brought me a meal to the house. Because at the time I had a toddler as well, who is now away at college. And so we've known Alicia for all those years, over 16 years. And when I met her, she'd always say she didn't like kids. And I thought for her to say she didn't like kids, she's always doing things for kids. And she always had a place for my children. Yeah. And she was Auntie Alicia to them. Auntie Alicia, Uncle Chris. That's all they knew, Auntie Alicia and Uncle Chris. And when we moved into our house, Auntie Alicia, we went shopping with Auntie Alicia. Auntie Alicia brought somebody from one of the furniture stores over to my house to try to figure out what rug needed to go in my dining room. And the lady was there measuring things. And then when they got ready to leave, my daughter, who was all of two, she started putting on her shoes because Auntie Alicia was leaving, and she wanted to go shopping with Auntie Alicia. She said, I go too. And Alicia said, no, baby, not this time. You can't go shopping with me this time. And so that, we were always, we didn't see each other every day of the week, but we talked several times a week. And we had just texted each other about getting together on Saturday because she had said, let's do breakfast Friday. And I had to work, and I said, well, how about Saturday? And she said, well, let me see what the husband got planned. And so we were just, she was indeed my best friend. And I could call her and ask her how to cook something. And she'd tell me it's supposed to look like this. And I thought, well, let me just come over to your house so I can see. And then there were a group of friends that went over to her house. So she would do her cooking and demonstrations. And of course, whenever I'd ask her something, she couldn't just tell me what it was. She had to explain to me the chemical of why you had to use certain things in the ingredient. And Gail knows when Gail would ask her about hair, why certain things, chemicals work with the hair. And it was just
great.
So she will be greatly missed. Mm-hmm. And there are times I still just want to call her phone number. And I talk out loud to her in my car. And I know when I got the call from Chris, I could hear in his voice, and my son said, Mom, did you listen to the call from Uncle Chris? And I said, yeah, I heard. I said, but I haven't called him back yet because I knew something had happened, and I just wasn't ready to hear it. So I called him Saturday. He told me. And of course, I want to try to make sense of it, you know. And the Lord just says, stop trying to make sense of stuff.
Sure.
Do like what Alicia just said, it is what it is. And I thought, okay. That's what she would say.
There you go. There you
and
go.
And stop trying to figure it out, Cynthia. Because she would tell me that. Stop trying to figure it out. Girl, they just such, you know, she'd say something. And so I'm just stopped trying to figure it out. And I am so blessed to have been a part of her life. And she still talks about the story of one time I had to go over to Olympic College to get this book for Richard. And Noah was a baby and Rachel was a toddler. And I said, can you just go with me? She said, I'm not dressed. I said, you don't have to get out the car. You just need to be in the car with the kids while I go try to find the bookstore. And when I parked, when I came back, she had the heat so hot in the car. She was practically asleep. The kids were asleep. And that was her plan, she told me, was to make sure everybody went to sleep while I went looking for this book for my husband. Because she was like, what was I going to do with these babies? Somebody needed, yeah. So that's how she was. And I will
Very
miss
cool.
that
you bet.
With her.
You so. Bet. I love
she,
it.
She, yeah.
I don't have as many stories as the rest of my family can share, because a lot of times these stories happen while I was at work. And when I would, when I'd come home, sometimes the house would be dark, but I kind of figured that, you know, I'd give a call out, they would be together, so I was okay. And then a lot of times I got to reap the benefit and the blessing of their being out, because I was the sampler. Things would come home, and I got to sample things. So I will miss that, but I look forward to seeing her again.
Amen. Amen.
I know my parents, whenever we would go out to eat, they always joked about how I was always ready to go after after I finished my meal. So Auntie Alicia joked about that a lot with me. And it kind of came back that I wasn't ready for her to go. So was...
Amen.
She
amen.
Will be missed.
Yeah, amen. Thank you.
I feel a part of me is missing.
Yes.
Alicia impacted my life so much, I fell in love with that woman. I just loved her.
Amen.
I loved her ways. I loved the way she talked. I loved her humor. We had a great relationship, and she texted me almost every morning. And the morning that she passed and went to be with Jesus at 8:37, she wrote me one of the most beautiful texts that she'd ever sent me in the years we've known each other. It was precious. So I can share that with you. She was in a good spot before she went to be
you
with
bet.
Jesus.
You bet. Praise
she
God.
Felt good about Jesus. She felt good about her relationship with him, and she felt good about herself.
Yes.
So how precious. I'm going to miss her. Who else is going to cut my hair before church because it doesn't look right? Take her scissors out of her purse and cut my hair before church.
I guarantee it won't be me.
Friends like that are far and few. Amen. I think it'll probably hit me the most when I'm in Silverdale and I'm in her favorite clothing store, yeah. Torrid, right, ladies? Torrid. She loved Torrid. When I walk out of there, I probably will almost collapse because I miss her so much.
Yeah.
Amen. What a friend. Thank you, Jesus, for putting Alicia in my life to lift me and make me closer to you. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful. Mark, come on up. Thanks, Pastor Sharon.
I had to get up and share for just a moment because there are many of you here today that weren't at church here this last Sunday. And as you might imagine, we had to swallow hard. It was a difficult Sunday. We were missing Pastor Kevin and Sherry. We were missing Chris and Alicia being with us. And of course, we just received the news and our hearts were heavy. And it was a difficult time to come together and worship, and we were asked to lead praise and worship, and it was like, Lord, you're going to really have to help us. And the Lord brought that scripture, God gave me beauty for ashes.
That's right, there you go.
The oil of joy for mourning. And that morning, and even today, right, we all wrap the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness
That's
around
right.
us as
That's
we
right.
worshiped our Lord. And we appreciated all that Alicia was. And there were two words that came to my heart and my mind. You talked about who she is to you and what she meant. And the last Sunday, the Sunday before, when she was here, her last Sunday with us, Alicia was a presence, right? We all talked about the bling. Yeah. And to me, it always spoke. She had a presence about her she walked in the room. And I have to imagine that upon her arrival in heaven, as she ran into the arms of her Savior, she turned a few heads. There was a presence that showed up at those gates.
Amen.
And the last Sunday, as Margie, my wife, and I were leaving, we were getting ready. We were gathering up our things and getting ready to head out the door. We were saying our goodbyes, and we'll see you soon, and bless you. Have a great week. And there was Chris, and there was our sister. And the last thing I remember seeing her doing was praying for someone else. She had her hands out, laying hands on a brother who had asked for prayer before they left church that day. And that's exactly how I remember her. Yes. That servant, ready in season and out to give. And that's my last memory of her, was her giving of herself, pouring herself out into what the Lord had purposed and planned her to do and be. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful to remember that. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, brother. Yes, Barbara.
Well, I was Alicia's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Chris's. Yeah. But you go together, one, so.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was really honored when she come up. Well, Chris come up first and said, "Will you be my mom?" And I said, "Yes, I'd love to be your mom." And then when Alicia started going to the church and she come up, she never come up. She just said, "Hi, Mom." And I was just mom to her. And we invited her to our 70th wedding anniversary. And my oldest daughter thought, she is a classy lady. She always called her a classy lady. But she went to our 70th wedding anniversary. And my second daughter, we had told them all about Chris and Alicia. We just talked about Chris and Alicia all the time. And so when our second daughter was greeting all the people, she said, when Alicia walked up, she said, "I've been waiting for you." And she just went up. Alicia told me this. It really got to her. Said, "I've been waiting for you." But my youngest daughter never met a stranger. You know, she just loved everybody. And but Alicia, I was very honored again that the Sunday that the next Sunday after our anniversary, she told about our 70th anniversary. And she paid us and my family, a real compliment. She said that she had never seen such love in a family. And to me, that was precious. I'll never forget
Amen.
That, you know. Do you have something to say?
No,
I'll say
it.
Okay.
Amen. Thanks, sweetie.
Alicia and I both sit at the back table, or have sat at back table together with Chris. Yeah, he was there too. One little corner, because she would spread and I would spread. And it was like when one of us was gone, it was the job of the other one to spread for both, which was a challenge sometimes, but we both had managed up till now. And I just, I'll so miss her humor and her hugs. I mean, it was like always a greeting of love and then spreading. So, just.
Amen. You know, I can imagine that when she got to heaven and saw Jesus face to face, he probably said something similar. "I've been waiting for you."
Yeah.
The privilege of what we get to do, if you've given your life to Jesus, is go into the arms of this Jesus we love so much, and who loves us. If you're here this morning and you've not given your life to Jesus this afternoon, I urge you, let today be the day. And we too, your family, can celebrate the kind of resurrection celebration we're having here today. It's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes.
God is good. What we're going to do, she had another favorite song. It's also my favorite song, one of them. And you're going to see in this video, the streets are filled with rejoicing as they sing every praise. And that's how we're going to close out this service. Would you stand with me as we celebrate this song? Every praise is to our God. We'll pray, and then we're going to have an afternoon of refreshments, if you desire. Let's celebrate in this. If you turn.